That'd be all kind of bolts, hammers. I done that to a fellow one time. He threw a damn thing overboard. It was working like old, and they had all kinds of tools there, scrapers and brushes. He threw every damn thing overboard. Another time, I took a pot of garlic. A little big pot of garlic like that. And I took the knife handle and I mashed it like that, and I went and put it in the fellow's pillowcase. That poor boy. They took advantage of him because he was a hard worker. And he was married, and the young boy took advantage of him because he'd do the work and they'd just let him go ahead and do it, you know. And so we had plenty of trouble on that tugboat. It was the first trip out, and we wasn't rigged up. And we had four barges carrying 26,000 barrels of oil in each one of them. And we had 900 horsepower GM motors, V8. And I was the system engineer. And they worked him so bad until he was standing up. He'd be like a damn horse somewhere. We was coming from, I believe, Port Arthur. Go to Lynn Haven, Florida. North of Panama City, like Lynn Haven. That's where they had all the storage place for oil, that old black oil they burn in them ships. And I took that pillowcase and I put that garlic in it, and you're sleeping on the boat, you'll always face the wall. You don't want to look outside. You face the wall where it's dark so you can sleep like in daytime, you know. So I took the killing and I turned it around. So he went to bed. After he went to bed, I told him boy that I had done that. I said, come smell that odor through that porthole. Well, I'm saying right now that garlic odor would almost knock you down. Next morning, I said, Melbourne, I said, did you find something funny in your room last night? Did you smell anything or something? He said, yeah, he said, I smell something that smell like rotten oranges or something like that. I said, well, the reason why I told you that, I said, because I heard them deckhand was talking about playing you some kind of trick. I said, that's why I'm telling you that. I said, don't tell them that I told you that now. Boy, he went in there and he started rooting up in there and he found that garlic. And it was all mashed up in his pillowcase. He was going to whip everyone they had on the boat. If he could just find out who done it, he'd whip everybody that was on the boat. And I was the one that done it, and I'm the one that told him about it, and I didn't tell him about it until a long time after that I'd done that. God damn, that oil would almost knock you out. He was so damn tired until when he hit that bed, he just flopped. Another time, the engineer had a pipe he used to smoke like that. He'd just be puffing on it to keep awake like that at night. I watched him one day, he left his pipe in the room. So I took a match and I opened his pipe and I made a valve, check valve for it. When he'd pull, it would stick in that hole. When he blew on it, fire would come out of it. Boy, he tried to use that pipe, he couldn't smoke that thing for nothing. He got so mad, he gave it to my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law was working with him there in the engine room. He said, here's a damn pipe, he said, I won't have nothing to do with it. He said, it ruined me a good pipe like that at the shipyard. They drove a match in it. He said, so I don't want to have nothing to do with it. Let's see what you can do with it, Ed. He said, if I could only catch that son of a bitch that done that.